For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. It's a great promise, isn't it? For those who confess their sins, as we've just done. That God has done everything in his Son to make it possible for us to have eternal life in him. Well, you could be forgiven for not having noticed, in the middle of everything else that's going on, that today is actually Mother's Day. Although I suspect some of us are very aware of that. I guess there'll be some in the church family who had plans to see mums today, and now that's not possible because the advice is it would be best not to go to see them. But it is still Mother's Day. Real life goes on, doesn't it? Even with the virus as well. And I'm guessing there'll be many in the church family who perhaps are even more thankful for their mums after the last few days. Things mums have done to help us as we've had to get ready for school to stop and for life after school. Ways they've cared for us and comforted us. And so on. Why don't you, just for a moment, go on. You might even want to press pause to give yourself a little bit longer to think about this. Why not just stop and think for a few moments some particular things you're thankful to God for about your mum? Can you think of some? I'll give you a moment or two just to do that. Do press pause if you want longer. Have a think. Have you thought of some things you're grateful to God for your mum for? If your mum's there with you now, you might even want to just make sure she's heard them loud and clear. Things you're thankful for about her. Of course, for some, it is hard thinking of mums on Mother's Day, isn't it? Maybe it is because we can't see them. We really wanted to see them today and now that's not possible. For some, it's hard because mums are no longer around. For some, it's hard because perhaps we haven't had easy relationships with them. Or maybe we're really worried about them right now and their health. I guess some find Mother's Day hard. We know some find Mother's Day hard because they'd love to be mums and that's just not happening so far, or it's not happened. It's a funny day, isn't it, Mother's Day? For some, it's a day of real kind of gladness. For others, it's a day of real sadness. But just listen to this lovely half verse from the book of Isaiah. It's the one that was in the prayer diary for today as well. As a mother comforts her child, God says to his people, so will I comfort you. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. Isn't that lovely? God saying, the way the best mum loves and looks after her child is like a little picture of how he looks after and comforts and cares for us, his people. Our mums, they point us to him. And even if there is sadness as we think of our mums, it's good to be reminded, isn't it? We have a God who loves us and really looks after us. There's something else to hang on to at a time like that, with this virus. Why don't we pray together? I'm going to lead just a short prayer of thanks to God for our mums, and a prayer asking him to help those who find today particularly painful. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our mums. Thank you for all the love and the care that they have shown to us. Maybe even recently in many cases. Maybe even right now. We pray for them. Please help them in all they do. Thank you that they point us to you in the way they love and care for us. We pray as well that you would comfort those who find Mother's Day hard. We pray especially that you'd be with those who are very disappointed because they were looking forward to seeing mums today and that's just not worked out. And we pray for those who are worried about mums' health. Please bring comfort to them too. Help them to trust you. And we pray that as we think of our mums, you would help us to remember the way you love and care for us as your people too. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's time for our next song. Follow the link. Sing along or listen along. As you sing, as you listen, why not look out for more and more reasons why we can trust God even through a time like this. And then when the song is over, you want to come back and join us for section 3. Speak to you in a moment.